Let us pray. God of love, may the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. First, I want to offer a blessing for those animal friends who've passed away over the past year. May we remember them always and celebrate the blessing that they were to those who love them. Next, I want to address you varieties of dogs and cats and other creatures who are seeking a blessing this day, whether you're here with us at St. John or whether you're joining us over Zoom. You are here for your own sake, and you also represent all of those other animals who are not with us today, animals of every kind, cattle and goats and horses and elephants and bees and cougars and crocodiles and pufferfish and eels and, yes, even insects. So many, we can't name them all. Well, we could, but we'd be here a lot longer than what you all planned. I want to announce the good news to all of you animals. I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you for your own sake, and not because of what you can do for humans. You are good in yourselves. The Bible tells us that when God created you, fish of the sea and birds of the air and creatures of the land, God looked at all God had created, and God saw that indeed it was very good. When God created you, God blessed you. God told you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. God created you in huge swarms and in great diversity. God wants all of you to survive and thrive on earth. God created the world for you so that you have what you need to live. The psalmist tells us that God made the rain to water the trees for the birds to nest, the grass for the cattle to graze, and the crags as a refuge for you mountain goats. God wants you to receive your food in due season and filled with good things. The Bible tells us that when the flood came, God rescued each of your species through Noah and on the ark. And God made a covenant with you, fish of the sea and birds of the air and domestic animals and all the animals of the earth, to protect you for the future. So really, God made you the first Endangered Species Act. You who are with us today, whether here at St. John or at home via Zoom, are so fortunate because you have human companions who care for you. But so many of your cousins are threatened with extinction. Snow leopards and timber wolves and green sea turtles, condors and paddlefish, fin whales, among so many others. We humans need to be mindful that we are sharing this beautiful planet with all of God's creatures. Now I want to take a moment to address you human creatures, both with us and via Zoom. I want to announce the good news to you also. God loves you. God loves you for your own sake and wants you to thrive. When God made you, God said that this too was good. God also said to you, be fruitful and multiply. Multiply and fill the earth. And multiply we have. We need to find ways to limit the impact of our species because God did not mean for us to crowd out the rights of the other creatures as we were fruitful and multiplied. God even created us humans with a special responsibility to exercise dominion. This does not mean that we are to exercise domination over other creatures or to exploit them for human misuse. Rather, we're to delight in other creatures, as God does, and respect and care for them. Our love for creation is the only basis for our right to use creation. We are to exercise dominion as servants of creation. As Jesus has taught us, we are not to lord over anyone, but to be slaves to all. We are to take responsibility for all creatures, to serve their needs, and to work to preserve them. And we are to do this not with a sense of superiority, but in solidarity with all other creatures. We were created to be together, to be companions to one another, to thrive all together. All animals are our cousins, our kin, and God made a covenant with us and with all the animals to live together. In response to God's love, we are free to behave in ways that enable all of life to thrive together. Now, in conclusion, I want to address all of God's creatures together. You who enjoy a human-animal relationship are very fortunate because you have a relationship of love and care and loyalty between yourself and your human or your pet companion. You model how all relationships between humans and other animals should be. We wish to protect this relationship and project it as the model for our human relationship with all animals. May we care about all animals as we care about our companions at home. Today, we bless you as companions together, and we bless your relationship. So in conclusion, I offer a blessing to all of God's creatures gathered here and afar. May God bless each of you with health and safety and well-being and long life. And may God bless your relationship together so that it may be filled with love and joy always. Amen.